Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Neil Creighton is here, too. Neil is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the co-founder and CEO of RatePoint, and one of our online experts. And he's here to talk to us about something that is going to be not only a big part of your life as a consumer, but a monstrous part of your life, a compelling, game-changing part of your life as a business owner. Neil, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
And did I overstate anything there, Neil?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
UGC, right? User-generated content.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I mean, you look at today, the front doorstep of every business is Google, where people start off and they look up your business, and 70% of people trust reviews from people they don't know. I mean, it's number one.
But, you know, and so somebody might say, well, my goodness, that's crazy. Why would you trust something for somebody you don't know? I don't think that's how it works, Neil. And I know I'm not picking at what you just said, but the way I think it works is if there's one review and it's bad, I think they probably trust that. But what I think what people do is they say, okay, here are seven reviews. Five of them are good, two of them are bad. I'm gonna go with the majority on this one. You know what I mean? Or if it's the reverse, they're gonna go with their majority. I think that's the way it works. What do you think?
I think that's true. I mean, they're definitely weighing and reading, reviews. But I think when they search for businesses or a specific thing they need, and a certain business comes up with a number of reviews, and a business comes up with no reviews, I think they're weighted towards going to the business they've got feedback on if it's good. So
absolutely.
You're right.
Yeah, absolutely. Neil, you know, one of the things I'm working on right now is my third book, which is titled The Age of the Customer. And one of the things that's going to be a big part of that book is what we're talking about right now. When I was a salesperson years and years ago, out there in the marketplace with my kit bag for other companies, for Sears and for Xerox, etc., I brought my customers the experiences of other customers. I was the one who told my customers about the experiences of other customers. I'm the guy who brought them that information. And so they believed me. Imagine that. But that was the old days. And then, of course, there was the phenomenon of word of mouth, that dynamic, which, as you know, has always been, it's always been out there, and it's effective. It just never had any kind of legs, did it? Never had any kind of a voice, any kind of connectivity. Well, this is word of mouth on steroids, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, and that's a great way to describe it. Every small business understands word of mouth, and if you make one customer happy, they might tell two or three in your community. If you make them mad, they might tell a few more.
Yeah.
But online, they can tell thousands. So
millions.
Yeah, I mean, a business should look at this as an amplifier for its message, and if they can make people happy and they can collect reviews, it'll become a prime competitive advantage for them when people are looking for their business.
We were talking about this with someone earlier. We just touched on this topic earlier in the week, and I think somebody else brought it up last week, and we were talking about how do you get reviews. You know, how do you, if you've got a new business or if you don't have any reviews, you're new to the internet. It's hard to believe, but there are a lot of established businesses that are just now getting their website up there. And getting something where people can post reviews on their websites, and someone was saying, well, how do you get people to post a positive review? And I said, well, if someone compliments you on how you serve them, ask them if they wouldn't mind putting that in a review somewhere. What do you think about that, Neil?
I mean, yes, absolutely. So, and I'm getting this question everywhere I go and I speak about reviews, and people are wondering, how do I get them? What do I do about them? But the prime thing is, if you're proactive and you ask for a review, most happy people go away. They don't write reviews if you're just sitting back. But if you ask them, like 25% of them will write you a review. And if you're going about it the right way and getting using a service to get reviews, or you're asking them to post it, you know, if you're a bed and breakfast, a TripAdvisor and things like that, you'll get positive reviews from customers that you've made extremely happy.
Right.
You just have to ask them to do it.
Well, and you're not asking them, you're not walking up to somebody that just came in and left your business and didn't say anything. You're not necessarily saying, oh, by the way, would you brag on me to the world? You know, it's if you're doing your job, somebody's going to say to you or one of your employees, thank you so much. This was very helpful. And then you say, you know what? It would help me a lot. And maybe people that you know, if you might have to tell them. You might actually have to explain it to them. A lot of people don't even know anything about this. You might have to, what about that? What about training people to do this?
Yeah, right. And, you know, here's the thing. There are a lot of people that do know about review sites, and actually a huge percentage of consumers nowadays use review sites to make a decision. So there are a lot of them that are aware of it. And if it becomes part of your culture as a business, like every time you do a transaction with a customer, to ask for a review at the end, and you can do it in a very nice way, it becomes part of a culture of excellence for you and just part of what you do. And if you get something bad, you get that feedback instead of it going out on the web, and you try to address it before it does. Very good information for you. And then on the flip side, you get a lot of positive reviews if you're a good business by just asking every time after you have an interaction with a customer.
Absolutely. And you know, talking about the bad reviews, we're all going to get those. You know, the only people who don't make double bogeys in golf are the people who never play golf. You know, the only people who are never going to get a bad review are the people who don't have businesses. You know, you're not going to make everybody happy all the time. But the key is once somebody posts something like that, is to go find those people and say, hey, we're so sorry that you had this experience. We didn't know about that. What can we do to fix this? And then fix it. And then say, now, would you mind letting the same people know that we took care of this? Is there anything wrong with that, Neil?
Not at all. And actually, if you're proactive about it, I mean, a lot of times you'll have a bad review that might show up at a place that you're not aware of if you just sit back. If you're proactive and you ask for reviews, you'll get that feedback directly before they post it anywhere, and you'll have a chance to address it. And we found at Raypoint that 90% of reviews, and they're highly emotional when they come in, they're very mad at the business, they can be resolved and turned around. And now that customer is a brand advocate for you, and your customer retention is much, much, much higher. So it's extremely powerful. Negative reviews should be embraced, and you can do a lot with them.
Absolutely. And the truth is, Neil, you could almost say that if you have no negative, only positives, if I were somebody looking at that, I might say, wait a minute, that looks a little funny. Nobody's perfect except for Blasting Game. Quick break, 20 after, right back with Neil Creighton after these messages. When we come back, we're going to get Neil to tell us how to get this on our site, how to make this happen online. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.